Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 9. We're starting there in this episode in verse 19. Paul's just continuing along his discussion. He's been talking about God's purpose and God's choosing according to that purpose and how He has the right to choose and to do what He wants to do. We looked at that in the previous episode. We talked about His statement to Moses about He'll have mercy on whom He has mercy and compassion on whom He has compassion, and then His choosing of Pharaoh to accomplish His purposes. And He does what He does because He's God, and He's good in doing what He does. So in verse 19, Paul asks the question, "You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? And who resists his will?" So again, Paul's anticipating his reader's response. They're going to read these things that Paul's written, and immediately in their mind, they're going to think, well, wait a minute. So why does God find fault? Like, why did he find fault with Esau? And why did he do the things that he did with people back in those days? And Paul's going to say, wait a minute. On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? And then he says, the thing molded cannot say to the molder, why do you make me like this? Will it? He says, that's impossible. The clay is simply sitting on the table. The potter has control over the clay. He can make out of the clay whatever he wants to do. He says in verse 21, or does not the potter have the right over the clay to make from the clay one vessel for honor and of the same clay another vessel for common use? Now, so far, Paul's just giving an illustration. The clay is there at the will of the potter, and the potter can then form out of the clay something that's going to be used for daily wear, something that's going to be used to carry water back and forth from the river to the house or to bake or to store something. And then he might make a very special thing. He might make something that can hold maybe perfume or costly lard or something like that, or maybe just to be displayed as an item of beauty. Whatever the reason, the point is the potter can do with the clay what he wills. So then he asks this question in verse 22. What if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared before for glory. Now let's stop there and let's follow Paul's line of thinking, because this is important. He says, what if on the one hand, God endures with patience specific vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Now, I want to talk about this idea of vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. There's nothing in this verse that says God prepared them for destruction. That's not what it says. The idea is more that they are vessels of wrath that are fitted for destruction. They are given good reason for why they should be destroyed. And what Paul's saying is that these vessels of wrath, and we're going to look in more detail maybe of who they are, because he's talking about people now. He's saying that there are some that God is going to have to endure with patience because of the choices that they are making. It is fitting them for destruction. He's saying that as a result of their choices and what they're doing, it would be a fit thing for them to be destroyed. So God will only endure a certain amount of time before he will allow the process of destruction to take place. Okay, but then he goes on to say, and he would make known the riches of the glory upon the vessels of mercy, which he prepared before for glory. So now we see God actually preparing vessels for mercy. So in one case, we see vessels that are headed for wrath because of the fit behavior that they are exhibiting that is going to lead to their destruction. And God is patient with them. He is enduring with them in patience. But on the other hand, God has actually prepared vessels to receive mercy, because that's God's intention and purpose, for people to receive his mercy and to see his goodness and his grace. That's what he is involved in preparing. So you see this contrast that Paul's drawing, and he says that even us, whom he also called, not from among the Jews only, but also from among the Gentiles. Now he's going to introduce a new dynamic. So far, he's just been talking about the historical process of ancient Israel in the giving of the promise and in the process of the lineage by which the nation of Israel would come to being. That's all this whole passage has had in mind so far. But now when Paul says these vessels of mercy that God has prepared before for glory, they are vessels taken not only from among the Jews, but also from among the Gentiles. Paul now is reaching back into his understanding of the gospel. Remember, all the way back in chapter 1, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation for all who believe, to the Jew first and to the Gentiles, to the ethnic people of Judea and to the Gentiles, which literally means all the other nations. So Paul is saying that it is from the Jews and the Gentiles that God has prepared these vessels for mercy. We're going to stop there in this episode today. So just continue to reflect on God's faithfulness, God's goodness in doing what he's doing in order to bring about his promise and his purpose. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.